It's Weekends and All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. And here in the studio with me is our producer, Lily Percy. She is the creator of a segment we love. It's called Movie I've Seen a Million Times. And Lily, you are here to introduce the latest installment on the occasion of my last day hosting this program.
Guy, ever since this series began, I've been trying to get you,
yes, you have,
to record your own Movie I've Seen a Million Times. You refused to do it.
Yes, I have.
But finally, finally today on your last show, you agreed. So here it is.
My name is Guy Raz, and I've been the host of this program, Weekend All Things Considered, from 2009 right up until this evening. And the movie that I could watch a million times is School of Rock, directed by Richard Linklater and starring Jack Black. I first saw it on DVD. I was living overseas, and I was spending quite a bit of time going back and forth to Iraq. And I was seeing things that I wished I never had and experiencing things that were tough and at times would get you down. And I just happened to pick this film up at a video store. I was living in Jerusalem at the time. I put it on, and it instantly took me somewhere else, somewhere that I needed to go, which was into this fantasy world that was hysterically funny and amazingly optimistic. It is just a simple story about Dewey Finn, who truly believes in his heart that rock and roll can change the world.
I serve a society by rocking. Okay? I'm out there on the front lines liberating people with my music. Rockin' ain't no walk in the park, lady.
He ends up getting a job as a substitute teacher at the finest school in Chicago.
Hello, this is Ned Schneebly.
The job was meant to go to his roommate named Ned. Jack Black's character, Dewey Finn, pretends to be Ned.
Everyone, I'd like to introduce Miss Dunham's substitute. This is Mr. Schneebly.
And he takes over this class, and he discovers these kids are amazing musicians.
I heard you in music class. You guys can really play. Why didn't anyone tell me, you?
So he decides that he's going to make them into a rock band with Dewey Finn, Jack Black, as the lead singer, the front man of this band. And that's really where the story takes off.
Lead guitar, Zach Attack. Take a seat. On bass, Posh Spice.
And the thing about the character that Jack Black plays is that he's so sincere and earnest that he loves rock and roll in the most earnest and sincere way. And he can transmit that to those kids.
I pledge allegiance. To the band.
There's a moment early on when Jack Black's character, he starts to sing a song that he's written.
In the end of time, there was a man who knew the road.
And the writing was written on stone. He's singing the song he's written, and he has the kids as his backup.
Well, you're not hardcore.
Unless you live hardcore.
Unless you live hardcore.
And the legend of the rent was way hardcore.
Yeah! Now we're rocking.
There's something magical about that moment. And about seeing this all come together.
Ride down the highway.
It's just a perfect movie.